Last Saturday night, the Harvard University men's basketball team, which had beaten Yale by 30 points 24 hours earlier, traveled to Providence, Rhode Island. There they scored the first 7 points in a game against Brown University. Brown head coach Jesse Agel called a timeout, but his resources were limited. The scoring for his injury-depleted squad would come from just 5 players, each of whom would end up playing at least 34 minutes. Harvard has counted on depth this season. Kyle Casey would score 20 against Brown, but 6 of his teammates would contribute as well, and nobody from Harvard would be overworked. A few days before that game, Tommy Amaker, Harvard's head coach for the past 5 years, spoke with the press. Amaker's pedigree includes playing for Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, where 10,000 fans, many of them painted blue, roar from the beginning of each home game until it's won. Amaker coached under Krzyzewski for 9 years before taking over the head coach's job at Seton Hall. From there, he moved to Michigan. Those schools all grant athletic scholarships. Tommy Amaker spoke about the challenge of building a program at an Ivy League school where, historically, lots of the basketball arena's 2,000 seats have been empty and where, theoretically, even an exceptionally bright future neurosurgeon who happens to be 6'10" and whip it fast will only get a scholarship if his family can't afford the tuition.
In our league, we don't give, you know, any kind of scholarships, not just for athletics, for anything. Everything is need-based financial aid. And, you know, going against some of the usual suspects that we have to recruit against, and if they're obviously outside of our league, then they're going to have, you know, scholarship opportunities to present to these student-athletes, and that is a tough, you know, hurdle to overcome in a lot of ways.
This season, Tommy Amaker has cleared that hurdle by feet rather than inches. His team has been ranked as high as 21st in 2 of the 3 national polls. To achieve that level of distinction, Amaker has had to recruit creatively. Last year, he went after Corbin Miller, a 6'2" guard from Sandy, Utah, who came with a catch that probably discouraged some Division I coaches. Miller told Coach Amaker that after his freshman year, he'd be leaving school for his Mormon mission, an absence of 2 years. It's a plan Corbin Miller says he will embrace.
Well, I mean, it's really who I am, the things that I'll be doing, and you know, being able to go out and serve other people and share a message that brings joy to my life. And so it's always just been something that's very important to me and it's a big part of my life.
This winter, a big part of Corbin Miller's life has been playing basketball, and a couple of weeks ago he played it well enough against Dartmouth to claim the distinction of Ivy League Rookie of the Week. But Miller's mission requirement presented Tommy Amaker with a recruiting challenge.
I mean, that was something that his family and obviously was very open and upfront about, you know, what their thoughts would be. And so we worked through that. You know, we kind of made them aware of the community that we have and all the students who've done that, have been at Harvard students, have gone on their mission and come back. And then they were very comfortable with looking at this as a serious option for him. And he had a number of, you know, options, but again, it's Harvard.
When asked whether being the only ranked Ivy League team put extra pressure on his players, Amaker nodded.
Well, it does. Such a neat category to be in. If that's something that we don't like or something that we're looking upon as a burden, then, boy, we got to reevaluate, you know, who we are and where we are. And we know we're going to get, you know, particular teams, you know, best shot. They're going to be ready and prepared and excited in the crowd and those things. And so we're going to have to play at our highest level to win these games that we suit up for because we really feel, you know, teams are going to give their very best against us.
Where Harvard was at the end of the game in Providence was up 9 points. In the corridor outside the gym after the game, Brown head coach Jesse Agel was asked if Harvard's depth had made the difference.
Absolutely.
A few minutes later, the spectacularly terse Agel acknowledged that Amaker's success this season has had an upside even for the Ivy League teams Harvard beats, a conclusion with which Providence Journal sports columnist and former Brown basketball player Bill Reynolds agrees.
I think what Harvard is doing is great for the league because I think it sends a message to other, like all the other schools, if you want to, this is Division I basketball. This isn't Division III. If you want to be in Division I, do some of the things it takes to be successful in Division I. And obviously Harvard has set the gold standard here, and I think it's great.
Whatever the future impact of Harvard's ascension into the ranks of the ranked might be, the team's current status has changed the ambience at Ivy League games this winter, at least according to Harvard senior forward Andrew Van Ness.
Absolutely. I mean, you could tell, like, but even when we go on the road now, like, fans come out and they're cheering for their team and cheering against us, and it's a lot. It's like, it's an atmosphere that big-time programs get, you know. We don't have the big-time gyms, but, like, I mean, it makes the atmosphere that much better because it's louder. It's all in your face. It's right up on the side of the court, and, like, we love it.
At this point, Harvard looks like a lock to finish on top of the Ivy League, which would earn Amaker's team a trip to the NCAA tournament in March, though Andrew Van Nest says that probability hasn't surfaced in team meetings.
I don't really think that's not really in our minds at all. I think we're just trying to be ourselves, play as hard as we can, as good as we can, and see what ends up on the scoreboard. And I think that's helped our success a lot. We're just us.
The only potentially negative aspect to this story, at least as far as Harvard basketball is concerned, is that success like Amaker's doesn't go unnoticed. Last April, the Harvard Crimson reported that the University of Miami had courted Amaker and that the coach had leveraged Miami's interest to secure from Harvard's boosters higher salaries for the assistant coaches, among other perks. More success will likely generate more offers, though Tommy Amaker, whose wife is on the faculty of the Harvard Medical School, says his phone messages have not included inducements to relocate.
That's not a factor. I mean, it's we're excited what we're doing here at Harvard, and you know, you get blinders on at this time of year and trying to get really focused on what's in front of you. And, you know, this week is a huge week for us. The next one is the biggest one. And so that's kind of where we are with everything. We're focused on that.
Having beaten Cornell last night, Harvard will focus on Columbia this evening in Cambridge. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Brent Bass at the Weather Channel, from the Hut Hut Haiku Players, and from the second and fourth grade Haiku Masters at the C.T. Douglas School in Acton, Massachusetts. Our intern is Jeremy Conlin, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Doug Trabue's Vermont Skiing Photo Gallery, including pictures of Irene's destruction, or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes from the Weather Channel's Vice President of Weather Analytics, Paul Walsh. I asked him what the weather was like there in Atlanta.
I haven't even looked outside yet. Ba-dum-bop. I'm just kidding.
I knew those guys were frauds. I knew it. I've always known it. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.